奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll study the Bible together.
今天晚上要跟弟兄姐妹来查考以西结书第十八章。
And tonight, I would like to share a book of Ezekiel in chapter 18 with everyone.
因为以西结书十八章呢，这里面有的信息是关乎整个以西结书的。
And chapter 18, some of the message in the chapter 18 actually contains the main theme of the entire book.
所以对整个以西结来书，以西结书来说呢，有一节经节很关键。
And so there is one verse that is critical in this book of Ezekiel.
我们先请大家翻开十八章的二十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 23.
十八章二十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 23.
十八章二十三节说：“主神说，恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗
？”Verse 23. Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Declares the Sovereign Lord. Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live?
你看，在这个地方，这一节其实是神的宣告。
In this, this verse is the proclamation from the Lord.
他说：“神，他不是喜悦恶人死亡的神。”
In here, it says that God is not a God that pleases the death of the wicked.
他其实是喜悦所有的人都回头离开所行的恶道而能存活的。
He actually pleases when they turn from their ways and live.
我们跳过去看第三十二节。
Let's jump to verse 32.
三十二节说：“主神说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。”
Verse 32. For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent and live.
那这个地方这两节他重复的提到神他真正喜悦的事情是什么
？In these two verses, God repeatedly said what pleases him.
他其实喜悦的是人人都可以得救。
He pleased that everyone can be saved.
甚至呢，连那个已经要死亡的已经应该是会灭亡的恶人，神都希望他们能够回头。
Even those who are wicked that are supposed to died.He still wished that they can return and repent.
那所以这是为什么以西结书里面，在被掳的百姓当中，神他仍然兴起以西结先知来传讲信息，来让众人了解神的心意。
That is why even all the Israelites they were in captive, God still raised a prophet such as Ezekiel, among them so that he can preach the word of God.
那所以这个第十八章呢？它其实是一章很重要的信息，就是有关于神的公义。
Chapter 18 it has a very important message, which is in regards to the righteousness of God.
也宣告了神的心意。
And also proclaim His will.
神他真的是慈爱的神。
And God is indeed a merciful God.
他并不是像一般人所说的，他是那种如果人要死就。干脆死掉算了。
He is not
这样的神。
He is not a God that would allow whoever is wicked and allow him to die.
他其实要每一个人都能够回头。
He actually wishes that everyone can return.
那这样的一个神的心意，其实在新约圣经里面主耶稣的时代也表达出来的。
And such word is also being proclaimed in the New Testament.
我们现在看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第二章我们请看第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
第二章第四节说他愿意万人得救明白真道。
Who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth?
第五节说
Verse 5.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
这里特别强调说只有一位神。
In here, it's emphasized there is only one God.
这一位神是愿意万人都得救，明白正道的。
And this God wants all men to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth.
这位神自己来到人间，成为中保，要救人能够脱离死亡。
And this God came to the earth and became a mediator so that he can save man.
他为万人付出了赎价，啊，这第六节说的。
And he sacrificed himself, which is according to verse 6.
哦，他为他舍了自己的生命，成为万人的赎价。
He gave up his life and so that he can sacrifice for all men.
哦，这个就是神的心意。
And this is the will of God.
那神他做事，他有计划的。
And God, when he do things, he has his plan.
所以在时候满足的时候，耶稣基督来到人间。
When the time comes, Lord Jesus Christ, he came to earth.
他来把这个真道表明出来，让众人可以明白有一条路可以脱离死亡。
He proclaimed the truth so that everyone can understand and be saved through this truth.
然后他也告诉我当时候的信徒，他还要再回来。
And he also told the disciples at that time that he will come back once again.
他再回来的时候，其实就是要审判的。
When he comes back once again, that is the time that he will have the judgment.
那什么时候回来，只有他知道。
And he's the only one that would know when he will be back.
但是我们知道有一天他一定会来。
But we know one day he will be back.
我们现在看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
三章九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿意人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这一句信息其实是呼应前面提摩太前书保罗所讲的话。
And this this message is to emphasize what Paul had mentioned earlier.
就是其实神是愿意人人都得救的。
Which is that God wants everyone to be saved.
他宽容人，让人有机会悔改。
He has patience with us so that every one of us have a chance to repent.
因为他真正的心意是不愿意看到有一个人沉沦。
Because his true will is not want to see anyone to perish.
那神的这个心意在旧约时代已经表明了。
And this will of God had already proclaimed in the Old Testament.
那所以以西结书呢，他现在来强调神的这个绝对公义。
So Ezekiel, in Book of Ezekiel, in here, emphasized the righteousness of God.
那他表明了神他真的要人做的事。
He proclaimed what he wished man to do.
那所以也表示说，当时候有些人是行恶的，在神眼中是不够资格可以得救的。
It also means that men have done wicked things in the eyes of God.
因为神他对得救他有设一个标准。
Because God set a principle for men to enter into salvation.
他告诉他的百姓在什么样的情况下可以存活。
He told his people in what kind of conditions that they might be saved.
那也就是说神把他的原则他的要求向人 表明清楚了。
Which means that he has given instructions and principles to men so that they know how to follow.
这是为什么神他透过摩西以及他的众先知传达了他的律法他的要求。
And that is why God through Moses and all his prophets to give out laws and orders so that they know how to live.
所以这个诫命一颁布以后，人就知道说什么是神所喜悦的事了。
Once the laws are passed, then men would know what would please the Lord.
那当时候在以西结先知那个时代的神的选民呢，他们当时候流行一句俗语，
And during the time of Ezekiel, the people have a popular phrase.
我们现在请看以西结书十八章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神的话临到我说，你们在以色列地怎么用这俗语说，父亲吃的酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了呢？
Verse 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came to man. What do you, a people, mean by quoting this proverb about the land of Israel? The father eats sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge.
哦，那表示说，这个父亲做的事情哦，那个代价是由儿子来承担呢。
So this means that what father had done, his the son will have to bear the consequences.
第三节主神说，我指着我的永生启示，你们在以色列中必不再有用这俗语的因由了。
Verse 3, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, you will no longer quote this prophet in Israel.
那其实这里神特别指出来，当时候众人的一个观念是错误的。
In here, God especially emphasized that the concept that they have is wrong.
那这个是对以西结讲啊，其实耶利米书神就透过耶利米向在耶路撒冷的百姓讲过这样一句话了。
And so, even though God told this to Ezekiel, but God also told Jeremiah. The same thing as well.
我们现在看耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
三十一章二十九节说：“当那些日子，人不再说父亲吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了。”
Verse 29. In those days, people will no longer say the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge.
三十节。但个人必因自己的罪死亡，凡吃酸葡萄的，自己的牙必酸倒。
Instead, everyone will die for his own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, his own teeth will be set on edge.
那其实这个地方，他在当时候在耶利米的信息里面就已经表达神他这个样一个公义的原则。
In the message of Jeremiah, it already declared the righteousness of God in here.
神的原则，神的 principle 就是个人要直接向神负责，个人所做的要承担他的后果。
And God's principle is that everyone will have to face their own consequences, consequences when they commit sin.
所以自己吃酸葡萄，自己的牙就会倒酸了。
So when they eat sour grapes, their own teeth will be set on edge.
其实这样一个观念对我们今天弟兄姐妹来说，应该是很简单、很明白的吧。
So this concept actually is very easy to understand for us.
我们现在在主耶稣基督恩典的教导底下，我们知道神的心意，我们现在都已经可以明白了。
And today, through the grace of God, we can all understand His message.
可是在以西结或耶利米他们那个时代，他们当时候普遍有这么一个讲法。
But during the time of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, they have this popular proverb.
他们一直认为说，就是他们以前祖先犯罪，现在神追讨他们的罪，所以现在子孙呢才会遇到这么悲惨的结局。
They keep believing that because of their ancestors that have committed sins, and therefore they are suffering in that time.
所以他们把这个责任通通推给他们的祖先呢。
So they put all the responsibilities to their ancestors.
那所以呢，他们好像自己就没有责任了。
And so they take no responsibility.
其实不是神在处理事情不是用这样子方式在对待的。
In fact, this is not how God would treat them.
因为当时候他们这个有所谓这个犯罪有所谓的连带责任，就是谁犯罪了，然后就会影响其他人，所以这个最后都归向说某某人犯罪，所以我们今天才会这么惨。
Sin sometimes we would refer as a chain of effects because when someone sinned, then we are all affected.
这个观念其实好像从诫命大家就会这样认为了哈。
And because through the laws,
一开始在颁布诫命十诫的时候
，when Ten Commandments was first being delivered，
我们现在看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
但是其实我们一定要把它想清楚。
We must fully understand and think about this.
啊，不要误解了神的意思。
We should not misunderstood the message of God.
当时候百姓他们真的对神的这个原则误解了。
Because indeed the people they misunderstood God's message.
二十章出埃及记二十章我们很熟的这个就是颁布十诫。我们先看第五节。
And Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5.
第五节说不可以跪拜那些像啊，因为从第四节开始就是讲第二诫。他说不可以侍奉偶像，因为我主你们的神是忌邪的神，恨我的。我必追讨他的罪，至父及子，直到三世代。
And starting verse 4, it talks about the second commandments. Verse 5, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
第六节，但是爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing love to the thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
我们看这两节圣经在讲的时候，会不会觉得说，对啊，那就是如果父亲去拜偶像，然后现在神要一个一个他们追讨他们罪，然后自父及子要到三四代才没事啊。
So if we read these two verses literally, we would think that, well, since the father have sins.Then his sins will then pass down to third and fourth generation.
哦，所以这个父亲一拜偶像之后，啊，这个后代子孙三四代，然后就多接下来就遭殃了。
And so when the father worship idols, then his descendants will be in trouble.
其实不是这样子。
This is not the fact.
为什么神特别他提到犯罪，他要追讨罪三四代，但是如果爱他的人，他要施慈爱直到千代呢？
Why does God want to say this way that for those who sins and the sins will be to the third and fourth generation, but to those who love God and He will show to thousand generations.
这个是一个相对的。
This is comparison.
这个相对是在凸显出其实神的慈爱远远高过他要刑罚的，所以慈爱永远啊，永远。高过这个过犯，这个慈爱会更多，神真的是有更多的慈爱。
This is actually to emphasize the love of God is surpassing anything that the love will go on to the thousands of generations.
所以你看，如果神刑罚的时候都是比较短暂的。
When God punish someone, the time.Would be short.
但是神施慈爱却是永远的。
But when God shows His mercy and love, it is forever.
其实这个已经在说明神他的本质是爱。
And so this actually declare the principle of God, which is love.
神他其实不喜悦人死亡的。
God does not wish everyone to die.
那他这里在讲这个，如果去拜偶像，哦，忌邪的神会追讨人的罪。表示神是公义的。
When a man sinned against a God to worship the idol, God will punish him because he is righteous.
但是他这里说父及子到三四代，并不是说神都不管三七二十一，反正这个父亲一犯罪，他的儿子接下来三四代就接着会受刑罚。
But punish to the third and fourth generation doesn't mean that he will not look at how the children would behave and then just punish them.
而是在说明这个罪会有传递，会这样一代传一代的。
It is to say that the sin will pass on generation to generation.
今天为父的如果去拜偶像，他的儿子、他的子孙很可能就接着去拜偶像了。
So if a father go and worship idols, then it is also possible for the sons to worship idols.
所以这个父亲犯罪，他的儿子如果受刑罚，一定是这个儿子本身也是去敬拜偶像。
So when a father have a sins and punish and the sons might also have the same thing.
然后所以 这个第二代、第三代，他做刑罚是因为他们本身犯罪去拜偶像的关系了。
And because the son, for they to receive a punishment is also because they have commit sins as well.
好，所以这个不管是得罪神的事，或者是真的是爱神的，都有可能一代传一代下去哦。
Whether it is sin against God or loving God, all these are possibly passing down to the next generation.
所以当时候他们百姓对这样一个神的这个诫命里面所表达的这个意思呢，他们误解了。
So the meaning of the commandments that God passed down to the people actually misunderstood.
我们现在比如说我们看那个列王记上第十八章啊。
Let's turn to First King.
列王记上十八章，这是以利亚先知的故事啊。
First King chapter 18 is about the prophet Elijah.
这个亚哈王他带领百姓去拜偶像啊，得罪神了。
King Ahab he brought his people to worship idols.
好，那现在神叫以利亚呢去见亚哈王了。
And so he sinned against God, and therefore God asked Elijah to go talk to the king.
好。那个亚哈碰到以利亚第一句话问他什么？我们现在看第十八章的第十七节。
Read chapter 18 verse 17。
十七节啊，十八章十七节，亚哈见了以利亚说，便说：“使以色列遭灾就是你吗
？”Verse 17. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
第十八节
，verse 18.
以利亚说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家。”因为你们离弃主的诫命去随从巴利。
18. I have not made trouble for Israel, Elijah replied, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baal.
那个时候的亚哈王，他认为现在全国遭饥荒，就是因为你以利亚的关系。
King Ahab, thought that Elijah is the reason why men suffer with droughts.
意思就是你怎么没有祷告？你没祷告，全国人都遭殃了。
And he believed that why you are not praying to God, and that is why we are suffering.
当时候以利亚就跟他回答了。
And it is how Elijah replied him.
使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你跟你的父家。
And it is not me, I made the trouble, but it is you and your father's family.
但是这句话并不是说亚哈王犯罪之后，神就拿百姓来处罚他们呢。
It is not to say that because Ahab sinned, so then God punished the people because of him.
这其实在说明，这个当王的、当带头的人，他有那个影响力。他的一拜偶像之后，让百姓都去拜偶像了。
It is to say that because King Ahab, he is the leader, and therefore he has the influence over the people.
那所以百姓他们现在遇到饥荒，其实因为他们都去拜偶像，去跟随那些假神呢。
So when the people facing a famine, it is because they also worship idols.
那可是好像表面上来看，就是你亚哈，你犯罪，你跟你的家就造成这个结果。其实是因为他这个影响力所带出来的罪，让百姓都陷在罪里面了。
So from the surface, it looks like Ahab, is the main person that sinned against God, and therefore the famine was surrounding the people. But it is actually that the entire people also are sinned against God because Ahab influenced them.
那所以以西结先知他的信息跟耶利米先知的信息其实都在强调一个事实。
So Ezekiel and Elijah, they are all
耶利米，就是
Jeremiah，
以西结跟耶利米先知啊。
Ezekiel and Jeremiah, they all proclaim the same message.
就是其实神他是公义的
，that God is righteous.
他是按个人所行的去报应个人的。
He punish according to what the person have done.
那我们从其实这样的一个当时候选民他们一个观念呢？一直延续到主耶稣那个时代的。
And so this concept actually passed down to the generation of Jesus' time.
就是为什么约翰福音第九章那个生来是瞎眼的人，那一般的人都认为说，一定是他们的父母亲犯罪，所以这个孩子 才这么凄惨，一生来就瞎眼。
And that is why in the book of John chapter 9, a person was born blind that they will blame the fathers because of their own sins.
但是其实主耶稣说不是，不是他的父母亲犯罪，也不是这个人犯罪。
But Lord Jesus said that it is not because of his own sins or his father's sins.
神有他的计划，在这个人身上的计划，为了要让神的名得荣耀。
There is a plan in God, and so that they can be glorified.
但是我们从这样一个众人的反应里面，就看出当时候百姓当中有这样一个观念。
And from the reaction of the people, we can see that they have this concept.
那以西结就是八章，其实他就在重申，就是在辨明这样一个原则，就是其实神他是按个人所行的报应个人。
Ezekiel chapter 18 also emphasized that God does not want man to perish.
每一个人都要为自己的那个行为负责任。
And that everybody will take responsibilities of their own.
父亲的罪不会由儿子来承担的。
The sins of the father will not be passed down to the sons.
但是同样的道理，当一个第一代人做好，那如果第二代做恶了，那这个第二代这个作恶的绝对不会得救。
And this applied the same principle. If the first generation have done good and the second generation have done bad, then the second generation will not be saved.
好，所以每一个死亡的人都是因为自己本身犯罪所带出来的结果。
And so anyone who died, it is the result of their own doing.
我们现在看回来以西结书十八章第四节。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4.
十八章第四节，看哪，世人都是属我的，为父的怎么样属我，为子的也照样属我，犯罪的他必死亡。
For every living soul belongs to me, the father as well as the son, both alike belong to me. The soul who sins is the one who will die.
哦，所以其实这个父亲属神，然后他说儿子啊，为子的也是属神，这是平等一样的。
So the father as well as the son, both belong to God. They are the same.
所以犯罪的必要死亡，就是他罪的代价。
And the result of sin is that they will die.
哦，每一个人都属神，在神用他的原则对待每一个人都是公平的。
Everyone belongs to God, and God used the same judgment to everyone.
那到第十八章第五节以后呢？哎，现在。这个神当时就用三代人做例子来说明这个观念。
And starting verse 5, God used a three-generation example to illustrate his point.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
好，所以从第五节到第九节呢，他在讲说有一个人他是公义的，他行正直合理的事情。
Chapter 18, verse 5. Suppose there is a righteous man who does what is just and right.
那这个行义的人，他一定可以得存活。
And this righteous man shall live.
这个行义的人，你看从第六节一直到第九节，他就在讲他消极性的哪一些事情他是不做的。
From verse 5 through verse 9, it describes the things that he would not do.
好，然后也同时说明。哪一些事情他是积极的回去做
？And also, point out things that he will proactively do.
所以他不做的事情，通常都是，哎，他不会，他是守神的诫命，不会去拜偶像。
Things that he will not do is because he obey God's commandments. For example, he will not worship idols.
他不吃祭偶像的物。
He does not eat things that offer to idol.
他真的是持守住神的圣洁。他说知道神是忌邪的神。
He had kept the holiness of God because he knew that God detests evil.
那第二个部分就是对人的部分。
And the second portion is toward man.
那这个人呢，他是对人是圣洁的，所以他不会去犯淫乱的事。
And this man is righteous, therefore he will not do any sexual immorality.
他对人也是很公义的。
And he is also righteous to his own people.
真的是啊，守神的诫命。
And he truly obeys God's commandments.
他不会贪心。
He will not be
greedy.
A greedy.
哦，他真的是很有爱心的去帮助那个需要帮助的人。
And he truly helps those who are in need.
他说这他行这些神的要求啊，神信仰的指示。
And he had lived the principles of God.
看第九节
，verse nine，
遵行我的律例，遵守我的典章，按诚实行事。这个人是公义的，他必定存活。这是主神说的。
He followed my decrees and faithfully keeps my laws. The man is righteous; he will surely live. Declares Sovereign Lord.
好，所以这个义人应该存活，这个理所当然，这个就是神所要的。
And so this righteous man shall live because, he deserves it.
好，从第十节到第二十节
，from verse 10 through verse 20。
从这个义人开始，他现在说，用一个假设啊，如果他这个义人他生个儿子是作为强盗的。
And so in here it gives a example that suppose he has a violent son.
那这个儿子是流人血的，是不行以上所说之义的，反倒都行这些不应该行的恶。
And who sheds blood or does any of these other things which that the father had done none of them.
那这个他的行为从第十节到第十三节，真的都跟他的父亲相反啊。
From verse 11 through 13, all the things that he does are different from his father.
那第十三节
verse 13.
他说这个人能存活吗？他必不能存活。他行这一切可憎的事，必要死亡。他的罪必归到他自己身上。
Will such a man live? He will not, because he has done all these detestable things. He will surely be put to death, and his blood will be on his own head.
好，所以恶人行恶，他最后一定要承担责任。
An evil man do evil, he will face his own consequences.
他父亲的义不会归到他身上。
The righteousness of his father will not pass down to him.
好，再接下去第十四节到第二十节。
Let's follow verse 14.
这是第三代了。
This is the third generation.
好，这个做强盗这个恶人的又生儿子，他说。他若生个儿子，看到父亲所犯的这一切罪，很惧怕，就不照样去做。他现在要改变了。
But suppose this son has a son who sees all the sins his father commits, and though he sees them, he does not do such things.
他会害怕
，because he would be afraid.
因为他敬畏神
，because he fears the Lord.
然后他现在又把这个整个事情照神的吩咐去行出来了。
And he did according to the commandments of God.
第十七节说
，verse 17，
他说他顺从我的典章，遵行我的律例，就不因为父亲的罪孽死亡，定要存活。
He keeps my laws and follows my decrees. He will not die for his father's sin.
所以这个第三代的这个儿子，他现在行义，但他一定存活了。
And the third generation, the son will not die.And he shall live.
第十八节说，至于父亲，就是第二代的这个父亲呢，他说欺人太甚，抢夺弟兄，在本国的民中行不善，他必因自己的罪孽死亡。
Verse 18, but his father, which is referring to the second generation, will die for his own sin because he practiced extortion, robbed his brother, and did what was wrong among his people.
那这个时候第十九节他说，你们还说，表示说当时候百姓有这样的观念。
In verse 19, it says, "Yet you ask," so that means they still have this concept.
你看他们说坏，就是为什么？他说儿子为何不担当父亲的罪孽呢？儿子行正直与合理的事，谨守遵行我的一切律例，他必定存活。
Why does the son not share the guilt of his father? Since the son has done what is just and right and has been careful to keep all my decrees, he will surely live.
第二十节
，verse 20，
唯有犯罪的，他必死亡；儿子必不担当父亲的罪孽，父亲也不担当儿子的罪孽。义人的善果必归自己，恶人的恶报也必归自己。
The soul who sins is the one who will die. The son will not share the guilt of the father, nor will the father share the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous man will be credited to him.And the wickedness of the wicked will be charged against him.
所以这里在强调罪的责任一定是取决于那个个人行事的个人。
So in here, emphasize that a sin will be determined by his own actions.
哦，所以真的，神是按照个人所行的报应个人的。
And God will judge according to their own doings.
在罗马书第二章这样写。
In Book of Romans, it says.
我们请看罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter two.
第二章的第七节。
Chapter two, verse seven.
第二章第七节啊，第六节说，他必照个人的行为报应个人。
Verse six, God will give to each person according to what he has done.
第七节，凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。
Verse 7, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life.
第八节，唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒、恼恨报应他们。
Verse 8, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger.
哦，所以一直在强调，诶，每一个人都有这个责任。
In here, it keep emphasizing that.Everybody have their own responsibility.
我们所做的没办法，我们这个结果不能够由别人来承担。
The things that we have done will not will be our own responsibility.
好，所以这个神的这个公义啊，在以西结书里面一直在强调。
So God's righteousness is keeping emphasizing in the book of Ezekiel.
那其实神他这样子作为，我们就看到说，我们在读以西结书的时候，当然这个是举一个例子，他用一个很极端的例子来说明义人也有可能生出一个强盗的儿子。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it used an extreme example to show that even though a righteous man can also have a violent son.
那一个这个很恶的人，他有可能会生出一个很敬虔的后代啊。
And a violent man can still have a very righteous son.
那所以在说明，哎，我们在读这样的时候，我们就要想，这个要怎么样确定我们今天是在敬畏神的时候，我们的下一代也会真的很甘心乐意来顺从神的道理，走在神的这个。得救的路上呢？
So、
会不会他跑出去呢
？So when we read the book of Ezekiel, we also need to think about when we are worshiping God. Do our children will also be worshiping God as well, or will they go out and do evil things?
表示说，我们一定要很在意的来教导我们的下一代啊。
And so it means that we have to be.Really careful on educating our children.
因为如果没有教养他们呢
，If we do not teach them,
这个信仰可能一直都是这个父母亲的信仰。
This faith will always be the faith of the parents.
孩子他们从小在教会长大，他有时候不见得真的会了解我们所信的是什么。
When they grow, starting from church.They may not truly understand the faith.
我们如果没有真的在信仰上下功夫来教育他们呢
？If we do not really take heart to educate our children,
为他们祷告
and pray for them,
真的像圣经里面所说的，要为他们制造一个敬畏神的环境。
And just like what the Bible says, we need to create an environment for them to fear the Lord.
要利用各种机会，不管是身教、言教。只要有机会，就要把这个神的道理向他们讲明。
Use all kinds of opportunities, to use words or actions, to teach them the truth.
这些教导如果没有持续做下去，很有可能我们的下一代没有办法保守在这个正道上。
If we do not consistently teach them this knowledge or this truth, then they might not be able to.Own their own faith.
那当接下去的第三代，我们也看到，哎，一个家庭如果是他的信仰，上一代的信仰并不是很好，也不一定说他们的下一代就会不认识神，就会远离道理了。
So on the third generation, even though the second generation, is bad, but it does not necessarily mean that the third generation will.Be bad because they might turn to be good as well.
我们在这里看到了，哎，在神，什么事情都有可能。
So in God, anything is possible.
嘿，如果弟兄姐妹真的能够互相帮助
if we can all help each other.
那其实一个可能信仰不太坚固的家庭，他的孩子可能会很渴慕道理。
For a family who do not try to seek for the truth, their children might actually be hungry. They might fear the Lord.
当他们看到了，哎，这个神的公义，他们了解道理以后，他们可能会很想要去啊，真的走在这个路上，他们会很想要去接近真理啊。
When they see the righteousness of God, they might be attracted by the truth.
那这样子，其实神喜悦人亲近他，神恩典就接着连临到啊，保守这个人一直走在主的路上。
And God please those who go near him, and he will bless those who want to seek after him.
那所以我们就要看到，哎，其实我们在神里面呢，如果我们用心去教导，我们的信仰是可以一代传下一代的。
And so in God, if we can pass down our faith to our next generation, we will be able to pass our faith.
神会很喜悦的看到我们每一代的子孙啊，都在遵行他的教训，然后每一代的人都领受他的福气。
And God will be pleased that our next generation will receive our faith, and then all the people will have his faith.
在以西结书十八章接下去第二十一节以后呢，我们就看到神呐、啊，其实是很慷慨的神。他过去的罪啊，他说如果人回头之后，他就不再罪孽了，赦免了。
Starting verse 21, we can see that God is a merciful God, and if they return back to Him, He will forgive all their sins.
第二十一节说：“二人若回头离开所做的一切罪恶，谨守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事，他必定存活，不致死亡。他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，因为所行的义，他必存活。”
Verse 21, but if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he had committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die. Verse 22, none of the offenses he had committed will be remembered against him. Because of the righteous things he has done, he will live.
所以当一个人回头以后，他过去所犯的错，神就赦免，他不会去追究你那些事情。
So when a man turns away from sin and do what is right and just, then God will forgive all his sins.
神喜悦每一个人都回头。
And God pleases everyone to return back to him.
所以一个人行义之后，他就存活了。
So when he does the righteous things, he shall live.
二十四节说
，Verse 24.
但是如果义人后来因为什么原因转离义行而做罪孽呢？他说，照着恶人所行的一切可憎的事而行了。他说：“他岂能存活呢？他所行的一切义就不被纪念，他必因所犯的罪所行的恶死亡了。”
Verse 24. But if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sins and does the same detestable things the wicked man does, will he live? None of the righteous things he has done will be remembered, because of the unfaithfulness he is guilty of, and because of the sins he had committed, he will die.
所以这里提的强调这个义人呢，一定要能够持守到最后才可以。
In here, emphasize that righteous man must endure until the end.
不能够行义，这个路走到一半，哎，现在又改变主意了，现在作恶。他说，最后就是因为作恶灭亡，以前的义就没有被纪念，没有办法去弥补这个过犯了。
You cannot go just halfway, because if you do the wicked things halfway through, then all the things you have done right in the beginning will not be remembered.
当时候很多百姓就认为说神不公平了。
During that time, many people think that God is not fair.
其实神是很公平的。
Actually, God is very fair.
我们看以西结书三十三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 33.
三十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 33.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
三十三章十一节
，Chapter 33 verse 11。
你对他们说，主神说，我指着我的永生启示，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家，你们转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢
？11 says to them, as surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked.But rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn, Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel?
33章他讲的信息呼应第十八章所讲过的哦。
The message in chapter 33 also is mentioned in chapter 18.
我们跳过去看第十七节。
Let's jump to verse 17.
你本国的子民还说主的道不公平，其实他们的道不公平。
Yet your countrymen said, the way of the Lord is not just, but it is their way that is not just.
也就是说，哎，这个义人如果行义，后来犯罪了，哎，他现在死亡，就说不公平哦，我以前做那么好，怎么都没有被纪念。
So when a righteous man sinned later and he dies, it is not fair.
那如果这个恶人过去作恶，现在回头行义了。他现在得救了，哇、哦！就有人就抗议了，那怎么可以？那以前他做的都不算呢、啊，哦，那怎么可以？这个人怎么可以得救呢
？And so then, if a sinful man he later became righteous and he lived, and then they will say it is not fair. What about all the things that they have done in the beginning?
啊，这个其实人就是会这样子。
And in fact, this is how men will think.
其实人有时候是很小气的。
This is the nature of man.
但是其实神是公平的
，But God is fair.
公平就是说，当一个人如果愿意回头的时候，神喜悦人回头，他行义，他过去的恶，神就赦免，他就不追究，他说你可以得救。
So for a man, when he commits sins in the beginning, and if he is willing to return, God will forgive all the things he had done before.
所以其实神他的爱永远高过他的愤怒了。
That is to say, God's love is always surpassing his anger.
神的用意就是要所有人都能够看到他的这个慈爱，愿意回头离开恶道而存活。
And God wants all his people to look at his love so that they can return back to him once again.
第三十节。
And this reverse.
我们看第十八章的三十节。
Let's read chapter 18, verse 30.
所以主神说：“以色列家，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们。”你们当回头离开所犯的一切罪过，这样罪孽必不使你们败亡了。
Therefore, O house of Israel, I will judge you, each one according to his ways, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent, turn away from all your offenses, then sin will not be your downfall.
一个人如果回头以后，就真的脱离这个罪的束缚了。
When a man repents, he will not be bound by sin.
所以就不会因罪孽而死亡。
Then he will not die because of his own sin.
那这个时候，你看，其实神他喜悦人这样做，他现在告诉所有他的百姓，有一件事一定要去追求。
And God pleased all men return back to him, and he declared one thing for his people to do.
第三十一节
，verse 31，
你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，制作一个新心和心灵。以色列家，你们何必死亡呢？
Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel?
神要人回头，这个回头是真正的把那些罪恶都抛弃掉的。
God wants all people to return back to Him, and He wants them to get rid of all the old selves and their own sins.
就说一定要有一个新的生活。要有一个新的开头。
That means they must live a new life and a new beginning.
要去找出一个新的心跟新的灵。
They need to find a new heart and a new spirit.
这个新的心跟新的灵其实是要跟神求的。
This new heart and a new spirit must ask from the Lord.
其实也是神的意思要赐给他的百姓。
And this is the will of God that He wants to give this heart and spirit.To his people.
所以我们今天我们知道神他所喜悦的是什么。
So today we know what pleased the Lord.
其实神要每一个人都能够得救。
God wants everyone to be saved.
他其实应许给我们每一个人有新的心也新的灵。
He promised everyone to have a new heart and a new spirit.
所以当我们有这个决心以后
When we have this determination.
其实神他必然要帮助我们。
God will for sure help us.
因为他喜悦我们这样做。
Because he wants us to do so.
他的能力覆盖我们，来帮助我们的不足。
And his power will help us to overcome our weakness.
这个新的心跟新的灵其实是神主动给的。
This new heart and the new spirit It is that God take the initiative to give them to us.
我们现在看第十一章，这个先知当时候就讲过的。
Let's turn to chapter 11, which is what the prophet have already proclaimed.
十一章的十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 19.
我要使他们有合一的心，也要将心灵放在他们里面，又从他们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给他们肉心，使他们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
19. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. 20. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God.
神的旨意就是要把这个新的心跟新的灵放在百姓当中。
God's will is to put the new heart and the new spirit into the people.
这个应许在36章再重述一次。
This promise is also mentioned again in chapter 36.
请看36章第26节。
Chapter 36, verse
26. 26节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. 27. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
你看这里神的这个应许，其实在我们今天这个世代已经实现了，我们都领受了。
And so this promise that he had givento the people during that time has already fulfilled today.
今天我们领受新的心，我们也领受神的灵。
We have received new heart, and we have also received the spirit of God.
其实我们当我们看到神的这个心意这样表白以后
，When we see how God proclaimed His will,
他愿意人人都回头来存活。
He is willing that everyone to be return back to Him and be saved.
他的心会因着我们行义而得到喜悦。
His heart will be pleased because we have done righteous things.
那我们就要回应神的这样一个心意。
And so we need to also give back his will.
靠着圣灵的帮助，让我们真的能够愿意来顺从神的一切吩咐。
Through the help of Holy Spirit, that we can all do according to what God commands us.
让我们真的成为神的子民，他是我们的神。
So that we canTruly be His people, and He truly is our God.
我们真的能够跟神很亲密的。
And so that we can be truly close to Him.
凡事都能够得到神的喜悦。
And everything that we do will please Him.
我们再来唱诗六十五首。
The singing number 65.